Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Sounds like a big honor. Of course it is. It's very stressful. That kind of pressure. Most valuable person on the planet. But yes, for 24 hours, you must maintain your status as someone changing the world in a positive way. So we're proud to welcome to the show Ivy Marcucci. Good morning, Ivy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Where are you going to school?
I go to Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah.
Oh, it's beautiful out there, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I love it. It's so perfect for me.
Are you still there? Are you back home for a bit?
I'm back home in Riverside, Illinois right now because that is where my treatments, I did them in Chicago, and my family is from Riverside, Illinois.
All right, so talk about the challenge you have.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in December 2018 when I was home from winter break for Christmas break. I noticed that my eyes were starting to go double vision, and so I went into the ER and got an MRI. My dad's an ER doctor, so I went to his, and they came back with the MRI results, and they're like, yeah, you have a classic case of MS, and it's really aggressive.
That's the kind of thing that nobody should ever hear. But you're a healthy, happy 18, 19-year-old girl in college. It's one of the most exciting points of your life. It must have been devastating.
Right, yeah. It was crazy. It didn't really feel real. And it was kind of like, okay, well, what do we do now? What are my options? I've never met anyone with multiple sclerosis, let alone one of my peers.
So your dad being a doctor had to make a huge difference.
Oh, for sure. Actually, him being a doctor really pushed for me to get the best treatment, and we're so lucky because he was able to get in contact with Dr. Burt from Northwestern University in regards to the HSCT stem cell program.
Now, tie in Selma Blair to this. Most of you know Selma Blair, the actress, and she was pretty courageous in talking about her MS, but you have the same strand, if that's the right word?
Yeah, so we actually got the exact same treatment from the exact same doctor at the exact same time. I found out on her discharge day, she posted a photo, I'm sure you saw it, and I looked at the room, her hospital room, where she had her yellow bike in it, and I said, wait a minute, this is my room. I recognize this.
How about
she's
that?
Here right now.
How about
I'm
that?
Like, she's on the same floor as me.
So did you guys get a chance to talk?
No, I didn't end up seeing her, and of course HIPAA violations and everything.
Yeah,
I did not hear that she was on the floor, but I just saw that she was. I think she posted it right after she got discharged, so I think that, because it was her last day, and I was only a couple days behind her, because I left the hospital, I think, 3 days after her.
So what do you want people to know?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that this HSCT stem cell transplant for MS works. There's lots of great data on it. People are having life-changing results, and the insurance companies need to cover it because my family had to pay out of pocket.
And pay out of pocket means to the tune of $125,000 where your family had to refinance their house.
Yeah. I mean, no one has $125,000 just sitting around, and it's just, you know, it's not fair that not everyone can get this medical access, because I know there's plenty of people like me out there who are like, I need this extreme treatment, and if I don't get it in the next couple of years, I'll be in a wheelchair. But insurance companies are slow, and so they can't get it.
You know, the funny thing about that, too, is G is here. G, say hi to our friend Ivy.
Hello, Ivy.
This is kind of a pay me now or pay me later thing, mm-hmm. Not to be crass about it. But you take care of somebody like Ivy in this situation now, not only are you doing the right thing, the humane thing, and the better science thing, frankly, you're just waiting, if you don't, for it to be much, much worse medically, and you're going to pay down the road. So I don't even understand the business model, Ivy. I don't understand why it's better to not cover it.
Exactly. And the MS medications, not only do they not have as great of data, they also are more expensive. It ends up being around $60,000 a year to be on the medicine.
Wow. Holy cow.
And I would be on it my whole life.
And then, Steve, think about all the things, the incredible accomplishments that Ivy is going to do.
Yeah.
Already
right.
Talking about this treatment. So how has the treatment affected you? How have you been feeling? How effective has it been?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a stem cell transplant, so it was the worst 2 weeks of my life. Sure. But totally worth it. You know, the recovery period is about a year long, but right now I'm back at home. I'm starting to recover. I haven't felt any numbness or tingliness at all yet. And I don't think I will. And then in a year out, I think that I will genuinely feel like a brand new person, like me, but 200 times better without having a disease burden.
And we know by some of the best minds in science in the world what stem cell transplants can do if we get beyond the myths. Mm-hmm. And the political blockades that frankly screw up so many things. It seems like a fair question. You're young. I'm sure you were very healthy prior to this. Did you have a better shot of coming through this in the way you did than if somebody were older and less healthy?
That's a good question. So actually, a lot of the people who have done the trials, they were older, like in their 40s or 30s, some even older than that. And I am the ideal candidate because my body's young. I can handle it better. I can handle the chemo. But even the older patients, they do really well with it. But the problem is that we need to get this approved and more available so that people can do this earlier, because it does work better for the people who are first diagnosed and this is what they attack it with.
Well, God bless you. I mean, look, there's nothing but upside from here, and it sounds like you're over the, quote, worst part for now, and hopefully you won't have to deal with any sort of slap back, and just continue to be brave like you have been and talk about it like you are. I mean, that's the most amazing thing, is you're out there talking about it.
Totally, and I have to tell you that my insurance company is Blue Cross Blue Shield Illinois, and they did not cover my necessary treatment.
And we would like very much for Blue Cross Blue Shield to step up. You know, I'd put somebody on here from Blue Cross Blue Shield tomorrow to talk about why they don't cover.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Ivy. Have a great couple of days.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. You guys have a great day.